VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The Algerian state news agency reports that the president, Abdelaziz Bouteflika, has resigned. The announcement came on Tuesday, shortly after the defense ministry called on the long-term leader to step down immediately, saying there is no time to waste, following 6 weeks of nationwide protests calling for a change in government. On Monday, the president's office capitulated to the growing protests by announcing he would step down by the end of his fourth term on April 28th. Bouteflika has been in power since 1999. Algeria is scheduled to hold a presidential election on April 18th. Officials in Afghanistan say a military-led counteroffensive has evicted the Taliban from a strategically important district in northeastern Badakhshan province, inflicting heavy casualties on retreating insurgents. The Interior Ministry said in a tweet the clearance operation in the district ended on Tuesday, killing at least 14 insurgents and injuring several others. Britain's parliament is still struggling to come up with an exit plan from the European Union. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Parliament is set to consider this week legislation that would require Prime Minister Theresa May to seek to extend the Brexit process beyond April 12, preventing a no-deal departure. Now, opposition lawmaker Yvette Cooper, one of the bill's sponsors, says we are in a really dangerous situation with a serious and growing risk of no deal in 10 days' time. Cooper adds, if the government won't act urgently, then Parliament must step in. The EU has given Britain until April 12 to come up with a Brexit plan or leave the bloc, but lawmakers have rejected the government's withdrawal agreement and a range of alternatives. Charles de Ledesma, London.
This is VOA News. Turkey's governing AKP party is appealing.